Well, thirdly, how should one give? No need to spend much time over this, it's very simple. First of all, we're told one should give courteously. I'm afraid in the East, sometimes where beggars are concerned, they sin against this precept. See a beggar just begging in the street, maybe squatting at the roadside, just fling a coin, rather contemptuously. But Buddhism says no. When one gives to whomsoever, whether it's to a beggar or even to an animal, give courteously. And then one should give happily, with a smiling face. This is also of psychological importance. What's the use of giving something and giving it with a frown? It sort of undoes half the effect. And then one should give quickly, not delay. This is especially important in the East, where sometimes a person's life depends upon somebody else's prompt generosity. So give quickly if you're going to give at all. Don't give as though you were unwilling to give, as though you're being forced into it or dragooned into it. And then give without subsequent regret. Having given, well, feel happy that you give, and don't think, well, I suppose I had to, and would have been better if I hadn't, or what a pity I did, and so on and so forth. Not that. And then again, we're told, give without talking about it to other people. Don't say anything. I remember once I was attending a meeting in South India in my very, very early days, and before the meeting, someone had sent along a very, very small sum, about fourpence, I think, as a contribution. And in the middle of the meeting, he got up and he said very, very loudly to the organizer, "Did you receive my donation?" So, this is the sort of thing which does happen. So without talking, without drawing attention to one's generosity. And then the Mahayana Sutras say, to friend and to foe. Even if your enemy comes along and is in need of help, will give to him as much as to your friend. And to good and bad. Don't discriminate between the good and the bad, the so-called good person and the so-called evil doer. And further, we are told one should give everywhere and at all times, but observing due proportion. That is to say, discriminating and giving to people according to their real needs and not their apparent wants.